stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
The Masters of Business present Strictly Business with Brother Bedford, the podcast about money-making marketing, entrepreneurship, and business growth. Now here's your host, Brother Bedford.
Greetings to you and welcome to another episode of Masters of Business Presents Strictly Business. I'm your host, Brother Bedford, and once again, I want to thank you for sharing with me your most valuable asset, and that is your time. And as always, I want to be respectful of your time, and so I'm going to get right into what it is that I want to share with you this week. Now, as you probably have noticed, we've been transitioning or slowly pivoting towards the Masters of Business being at the forefront. And we have some major announcements. We've been dropping this thing on you slowly but surely with the name change or the adding of the Masters of Business. And now going into the coming weeks, we have some big announcements, big programs that we're going to be announcing, but you probably have been witnessing the slow pivot to the Masters of Business being at the forefront of everything that we say and do. And so this is the Masters of Business presents Strictly Business. And as the title says, this is nothing personal. This is strictly business, right? And so I say that to lead right into the subject matter I want to deal with you this week. I had to fire a client, actually two clients this past week, but one in particular that I had to fire. They could not wrap their mind around some of the things that we were attempting to get them to see to make their business grow. Most people are stuck in just allowing their businesses, because it doesn't have to be, but most people allow their businesses to become commodities. Now, Brother Bedford, what do you mean by becoming a commodity? I don't care whatever it is that you're selling. I mean, it could be cupcakes, garden tools, stuff that goes on assembly lines and industrial companies, whatever it is, you have to find a way to present whatever it is that you're doing, your product, your service, your business, in an interesting way. You cannot just accept your business as dull and ordinary and mundane, and there's nothing special about my business. If you do, as we've been stating on this program, and if you've been following me for years, we've been stating that if you allow yourself to become a commodity where you are just one of a gazillion other people or products or services just like you, you make it very difficult for yourself to be able to, one, have a business that has any life and fun to it, right? That's one. But then two, you really limit your income potential and your ability to scale or grow. Severely limit yourself if you just allow your business to become a commodity, or you look at it as something dull and mundane and boring. Oh man, boring. And so this particular client, no matter what we did, we could not ignite enough energy in them to view their business out of the box. They resisted change. They resisted finding interesting ways to deliver their messages, to position themselves, to market themselves. Everything had to be as it was prior to meeting me, and my question to them was, well, then why did you want to work with me if you didn't want nothing to change? You want everything to stay the same. You don't need a consultant or a coach or someone coming into your business to help you to revamp or reinvent. You just need to keep doing what it is that you're doing. And so even the conversations became very mundane, very boring, very draining. It started draining me, and I was like, oh my God. I had to pull the Donald Trump on him. You, my friend, are fired. And so, pardon me, I got to laugh about this thing because it's not something that I take pride in. You know, I want to help as many people as I possibly can, especially, obviously, you know, my love for Black people and Black entrepreneurship and Black business and what I believe is a way to change the condition of our people. And in fact, I would say the condition of the world. It begins with us beginning to take more responsibility of our own livelihoods and then the livelihood or the life quality of life that we have in our communities. And then it begins to spread. I think a lot of what we're witnessing is the result of us living in the paradigm of others. And so we need a true paradigm shift. And I believe when we're living in a capitalistic society, one of the major ways to make that happen is through entrepreneurship and business ownership and development, which in truth is really just life. You know, I learned long time ago, man, that business and life are pretty much the same. The same challenges that you go through in your personal life, you'll have to experience them in your business life. And I believe that if you want to experience or exercise some of the strongest or greatest principles of personal development or self-development, you can really exercise those things in the activity of business. Literally, everything that you face, from low self-esteem to just lack of knowledge in particular areas, self-discipline, self-mastery, all of those types of things, you have to begin to develop those things in some form or fashion when you begin to grow and develop a business. There's no way around it. And so I believe that this is one of the catalysts. So I take no joy in talking to one of my brothers and sisters and saying that I can no longer help you or work with you in this capacity. Again, it's nothing personal, right? That's what I, the strictly business. This is not personal. It's just that that type of activity or that type of engagement begins to not only not go anywhere, but as I stated, it began to have a negative impact on me because I've been doing this and working with people and getting results. And so these things, these principles, these concepts that we share not only here throughout this program, but more intimately in our practice, we know that they work. It's not because I invented them. These are things that have been working for successful entrepreneurs and business owners for decades, for hundreds of years. And so it's really just the principles of business, principles of success with modern add-ons to it, right? Some of the tools and resources that we use may be modern, but the principles of marketing and business are the same. And so, with that said, every business that excited some interest, that became memorable, that was able to retain customers, that got referrals and all of those different things that helps to keep their business successful and top of mind in their current clients, but also in their potential clients and customers. It's being interesting. So if at all possible, you have to find ways to add drama to your presentation or excitement to your presentation. One of the greatest illustrations of this, or demonstrations of this, I should say, I think that's a better word, is the infomercials that you watch on television on the weekends or late at night. We're winding down one of our trainings now from the Money Making Marketing Systems. and I've instructed those who are in the class to study infomercials, to understand the framework and how they keep you interested and how they have stories and how they draw you in and then how they pitch their offers. And all of this is science, and it really compels people to pull out their credit cards to purchase water hoses or glue or pillows or whatever it is. These same. Now, I want you to think about this, because all of these products that I mentioned, these are not special products. These are products that anyone can go down to the local store or the mall and pick up. But there's something that these companies have done to turn these regular, mundane, boring products, I mean, literally pots and pans. I mean, I could go on and on and on of describing the products and services that there are literally millions of competitors in the marketplace, but they have developed a way. They found stories, they found demonstrations, they found uniqueness in their products or services, or they added some type of uniqueness to their products or services to make those businesses or those products and services interesting. See, the mechanics of what we do nowadays, they're everywhere. So it's not the mechanics. And let me phrase it that way. It's not the mechanics. And so in my interaction with this one particular former client, they kept going back to the mechanics, right? You know, I heard that this tool helps to do this and that tool helps to do this. And maybe you can use this tool for subscription models and this tool or this resource. And what happened, it kept getting into the mechanics of it. And I tell everyone, with all of the tools and resources available to you, that should be the least of your concern. The barrier of entry into the world of internet, distribution, publishing, video, audio, all of those barriers that where the mechanics were critical to your success at one point, some time ago, now they're not. You can literally, after listening to my voice, pick up your phone, record a video on your phone that is high definition video. If you want to really increase the audio on that, you can plug in an earpiece or a headset and talk directly into your phone over this video that you're creating over your phone and not even have to take that file off of the phone. You can literally edit it if you want to on your phone, or you can upload it directly to Facebook or YouTube and reach thousands of people. See, that's mechanics, right? But what would make those people respond to your offer, your message, your product, or your service is what you're saying or what you're demonstrating in the video. See, that's what makes you interesting. That's the difference. And so the barrier of entry is so low that right now, everyone that's hearing my voice within the next 5 minutes after we're done, you can literally have worldwide distribution of an audio, video, and even if you already have a Word doc prepared and an account over at Amazon, you can be published within the next 5 minutes. And so we have to realize that we're living in that time right now, where those things that used to be so, so important, the tools, the mechanics, the technology, those barriers have been lowered. But now what does that mean? That means now you have to focus more on your messaging. What makes you unique? What makes you more interesting than your competitors? That is more important now than at any other time in history, because the markets are saturated with whatever it is you're selling, with whatever it is that you're trying to put into the marketplace. We make ourselves crazy thinking that we're the only ones with the idea. There's nothing new under the sun. And so whatever it is that you're trying to sell, whatever story you're trying to book, push, whatever product you have, widget, whatever it is, someone somewhere has either tried to do it or they're doing it and you just don't know about it. And so to slow your own pace, to slow your own development, to slow your own growth by allowing yourself to become boring, mundane. I got to say it like that because I really want you to, that's how heavy the conversations had become, dull. Please, family, those who are listening to my voice, you have to work very hard to add drama, excitement, your own unique personality and flair. We talked about how do you find your unique selling proposition? What is it that differentiates you from everyone else in the marketplace, which essentially is answering the question that comes up in everyone's mind. Everything that we're talking about, when you put out content or your messaging out into the marketplace, the persons who see it, if you have an offer attached to it, in their mind, whether it's they're thinking about it consciously or subconsciously, they're thinking, why should I do business with you, or why should I choose you over every other option that I have in the marketplace that's available to me, right? And the only way that you can do that is that you have to differentiate yourself. You have to be interesting and more interesting when you already have clients and customers, because now here's the secret, and we're going to talk about this in a future episode, but one secret, you have to begin to think about how do you retain them? How do you get customers or clients to become repeat customers or clients? Or how do we make them ascend through our funnels, or from one product to the next, or from one price point to the next? How do we get them to refer us to other people who would like our products and services? And I can tell you straight up, if you get referrals from satisfied customers and clients, I mean, that's one of the easiest sales, but one of the best sales, because all of the pre-qualifications on both ends as it relates to what it is that a person may want and need, and then from a business standpoint on convincing a potential client or customer the value and of what we possess and the price points and all of that type of stuff, all of that is already wiped away by a solid referral, because the referral, the person who's referring, both entities, yourself as a seller or the business owner, you're trusting that the person that they're referring has already met the criteria because they're a satisfied customer. In fact, you're hoping that they're more like your satisfied customer, your ideal customer, and they're referring more people that's just like them. That's one. And then from the other person's vantage point, the person who's being referred, they trust that the person that's referring them is referring them to a credible source already. And price and things like that are not an issue, or else they wouldn't refer them. But again, how do you get people to refer you if they don't find what you offer interesting, if they don't find you exciting, if they think of it as dull, mundane? They're not going to refer you because their reputation is on the line. And so, as we get ready to close down here, I don't want to be too long on this. I just wanted to pull out something here real quick, because I did pull out from some of my old stuff. I think I just wrote down. Yeah, here it is. 5 ways that you can make your presentations or your messaging, your marketing message more interesting. I mean, there are a whole bunch of ways, right? But I couldn't just tell you, come on here and say there's a whole bunch of ways for you to make your marketing message more interesting and leave it there. So I said, well, let me at least give you five. And then I'll just touch on a couple other things real quick about this. But just five things that you can do to make your presentations or your marketing messages more interesting and in some ways different than your competition. And, of course, all of this depends upon the types of media and the way that you're distributing your products and services and your messaging. But I think you'll get the gist of this. You'll get it from what I'm saying. So when you have presentations, ways that you can make yourself different, and we see this, and this is nothing new. Again, using the examples of what we see in the infomercials, what do? Especially, let's say, weight loss, the weight loss industry. They always show you before and after. Right? That's what keeps people interested. If they can see a before picture of what someone used to look like, and then they see an after picture of what they look like now, and in between, knowing that there was some transformation that took place and your product or service, your solution was the reason for that. Now they're interested. You've piqued their interest because you've demonstrated that your business has an effect, a transformative effect on someone because there's a before and after photograph or before and after picture, something like that. That's the first one. Number two, dramatic stories of satisfied customers. Oh, again, having customers who have given you testimonials of where they were when they met you and then where they are now after using your products and services or just encountering you. I mean, I have several videos and testimonials that I haven't even added to some of my product. And again, so I got to take my own medicine and start putting this stuff out more. But when people encounter you and they say that my life was like this, but then I had a conversation with Brother Bedford and now I'm doing this, people who can relate to that individual, they begin to now take interest that you're the real deal. So, dramatic stories of satisfied customers. Another thing that you can do is shocking statistics. Even if the statistics are not necessarily your own, maybe they're general statistics, especially in our arena, we always talk about the statistics of businesses in our community, businesses that don't last long, the gap between black and white businesses, Asian and black businesses, you call the numbers. We always have shocking statistics to show how black or African-American businesses are at the bottom rung as it relates to raising capital, all of those types of things. So I'm just speaking from my industry on some of the statistics that I hear when people are talking about or even if I'm sharing them myself. These things keep people interested. It gets their attention, and now they want to pay attention and learn more of what it is that you can do to change that. Another thing is dramatic slogans or headlines or statements, right? This one person that I was talking to, I mean, we were trying to come up with some titles that, you know, they had their own ideas of what they want the market to kind of embrace. And that's a danger sometimes. You know, I get it because I've been there myself, and sometimes I fall into that trap too, but I have to quickly slap myself or pull myself out of it to know that everything that I want to put into the marketplace, my language may not always be the best way to convey the message or to present the product or service. I have to keep my market in mind. What is it that they want? What is it that they are excited about? And so when you're naming products and services, you want to make sure that they resonate with your audience, not necessarily yourself, because in truth, your opinion don't matter. When at the end of the day, your opinion really doesn't matter. And you have to get beyond your own opinion. It's the opinion of the marketplace, those who support you, those who want your products and services, those who want to engage with you. What is it that they want to hear? What is the headline that resonates with them? What is the statement that they need to hear to take their businesses to a different level? So think about that. Dramatic slogans, headlines, and statements. These are one way to make your product, service, or your business, or even yourself interesting. And then I've already alluded to this on several occasions, but physical demonstrations. As I stated, the infomercial world, they do a fantastic job of doing the demonstrations. In fact, half the commercial is about the demonstration of the product or service, and the other half is about testimonials or endorsements from people who've tried the products or services. You'll find that those are the best ways. People hearing from third-party endorsements or people, real people, that have tried the product, your service, or engage with you. You were their coach, you were their consultant, and then they've had success and they're able to tell their dramatic story, as we talked about. But then also the demonstrations of a product working. I remember one of the older products. Let me see if I can remember the name of that product. I can't remember off the top of my head. Come on. B, think. Because it sticks in my mind. I want to talk about it because it was selling a car polish or something like that. Remember, they were setting the hoods of the car on fire, and then they would put the fire out, and there was no damage to the car because of the polish. I mean, so many people were talking about that commercial at that time because it was so interesting that they would literally set a car hood on fire, and then there was no damage, and it was because the polish protected the car. So you see, I think they even poured acid on it at one point. I can't remember whose commercial that was. It was at the top of my head not too long ago, and I forgot who it was. But that demonstration, I'll probably look it up and come back to you with that. But see, that was a demonstration. You see, when they put the deck, the stain on decks, and it rains, and the water beads up, and then the others where it doesn't bead up. So the demonstrations, or the pots where they show chocolate burning in this pot, but then it's not sticking to this pot. So having a demonstration is something that keeps people or ignites interest in what it is that you do. All right. So now I'll get ready to close because I know we're getting close to that time. Sometimes it even pays to go to the extreme of trying to capture attention or ignite interest. There's a whole lot of ways to do it, but one thing that sticks out in my mind is a commercial where what the intent of the commercial or the marketers, it had nothing to do with the actual product. It was kind of ingenious. It was genius, to be quite honest with you. What they were doing is they would show a man who was so rich in experiences and these stories, it seemed like these, in truth, if you didn't witness it, you'd be like, oh, these are myths, right? These mythological stories, because his personality, what he accomplished in these particular stories and the different types of experiences that he had, what he did was ignite interest because it tapped into something that most people wish that they could have. They would hope that they could live a life like this individual. They wanted to be like him. And I'm not talking about Mike, not be like Mike. But this commercial was actually a beer commercial that very rarely, if ever, talked about the beer or the brand. It was all about the most interesting man in the world. And that campaign ran for over 10 years, where they would show the most interesting man in the world just doing certain things. They would have flashbacks to his youth and how everybody wanted to be like him. Everybody wanted to be around him, and they surrounded him. And what happened? They wanted to drink the beer that he drank. And he didn't even promote the beer. All he did at the end of the commercial was say, "Stay thirsty, my friend." But he was interesting. So my point is, what do we have to do, myself included, to make our businesses, our personalities, our brand, or those characters that are attached to our brand, what do we have to do to make them rich in story and rich in experience that makes people want to engage with us and our businesses in that way? That makes them think about your business that way, to think about your product or service that way, that makes them think about, I want to get on a call with him or her next week, or I want to listen to his show again next week. I'm hoping that I'm making this show interesting so that you'll want to come back. You'll want to share with people. You'll want to refer to people. Right? The Masters of Business presents Strictly Business with Brother Bedford. Is it interesting enough? That's what we're hoping to do. But my point, as we close, what do you have to do to make you, your business, your products, your services interesting? So, this is your brother Bedford. I hope that you've gotten some value out of this week's show. Do me a favor, let someone know, text SB to join, and that's going to change next week, but I didn't change it this week. You know what? I am going to change it for you. I don't want you to text XB. I want you to text the mob, the T-H-E-M-O-B, to 5-888-5. I want you to join the Masters of Business. That's really what this is leading to. And this is our free text club where we're going to be sending you videos, tutorials, and trainings via your mobile device. So I want you to text the mob to 58885. The mob, T-H-E-M-O-B, one word, to 58885. And I will begin to send you, as we get into the new season, as everything is switching over, I have some great interviews, I have some great videos, great footage, a lot of things that we've been storing up and that we're continuing to put together for you. And I want to start giving that and sharing that with you so that you can begin to grow your business and you can make your business interesting. So once again, this is your brother Bedford. Don't want to go too long, overboard. Don't want to bore you, right? I don't want to become dull, mundane, and boring. So I'm just going to sign off here and say thank you once again for listening to this week's episode of Strictly Business, presented to you by the Masters of Business. And I look forward to talking to you next week. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Strictly Business with Brother Bedford, presented by the Masters of Business. If you like what you heard, do us a favor and subscribe to the show. Leave a 5-star rating and review, and share with those who you may think may benefit from the show. What should be everybody?
On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.